Now, lots of discussion about what is going to happen in Budget 2023. The Dáil starts again, the new Dáil term starts this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, in Leinster House around about 2 o'clock. More stories in the papers this morning. One-off doubling of welfare payments proposed as Michael McGrath unveils €1.8 billion package to tackle cost of living crisis. The minister said energy companies are making unjustifiable gains, indicating windfall taxes could be imposed upon them. There may be a double payment of child benefit, the €200 electricity credit, a €100 lump sum for fuel allowance recipients, and a one-off double working family payment as well. This is when Fianna Fáil politicians were presented with sample costings of the package of cost of living measures. This is the first time the government has revealed the true potential cost of very significant interventions, which are due to be announced in less than 2 weeks. All this comes at a time of increasing uncertainty as another energy company leaves the Irish market because of the increases in wholesale electricity generation. That's Panda Power gone. 60,000 customers of that will be affected across the country. And we're reading this morning on the EU level, and Ursula von der Leyen is making a speech about where things are going at an EU policy level, that Ireland's share of EU energy windfall taxes and levies are to be used for direct support to go into the energy credit scheme. So a lot to play for, a lot to be decided over the next 2 weeks. With me in the line to talk about this is Deputy Brendan Griffin, Deputy Chief Whip of this government, and Fine Gael TD for Kerry. Deputy Griffin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to everyone listening.
There's a lot on your plate, a lot to be decided on, a lot to be fought over in the background, but details starting to emerge of what could be a fairly significant cost of living package.
Yeah, there will be significant interventions, and they certainly are needed, Gerry, from speaking to people in Kerry, people who are just in business, or whether they're homeowners trying to run households every week. People are really struggling at the moment across the board. So there will need to be really targeted interventions to try to assist householders, to try to assist business owners, to try to keep the doors open and keep food on the table and keep homes warm for the winter. So it's I wouldn't say it's unprecedented. Look, there have been very difficult times in the past. In maybe before my lifetime, things were a lot tougher. But certainly in modern times, 2022 looks like it's turning out to be one of the toughest years for a very long time. So that needs to be met with a response from the government. Thankfully, we are in a position as a country to respond to these needs in terms of the exchequer returns are strong. And that is something that's very positive. In previous difficult times, that wasn't maybe something that was there. It's about making sure that the money goes to the right places, that there's a strong balance struck, between targeted interventions and also interventions for people who normally don't get anything and who are really finding it difficult now to make ends meet. And another thing I would say as well, something that I'm looking for, is more assistance for people to make work pay. And that would certainly, I think that's something that needs to be looked at in relation to the levels of personal taxation that people are paying. I think there's scope there for the government to intervene and reduce the personal taxation burden on people who go out to work and who at the end of the week find that there's nothing left or are falling short at the moment.
Would you like to see an increase of the bans, perhaps, maybe that the higher rate of tax would kick in at someone would be allowed to earn more before that higher rate would kick in?
There are a number of ways of doing it, Gerry. You have the increase in the bans, you have reducing the rates, you have the potentially the introduction of the third 30% rate, which is something that is being examined at the moment. They all seem to be difficult. Certainly the last one seems to be the most difficult of all. But I would say that the USC is probably the best and most effective way of targeting tax cuts for people, and that is something I certainly feel should be really looked at. It was brought in as an emergency measure many, many years ago, and it's one that really sticks in people's craws when they look at their pay packets. So that's one that I am campaigning on to have reduced. I'm not sure whether that's the one that will be used to reduce the burden of taxation on people. But the bottom line is, anyone who's talking to me, they're not saying, do this or that or the other thing. They're just saying, bottom line, they don't care how it's done. They just want to have more money in their pockets to run their households and to meet the needs that they have. And it's not luxury stuff we're talking about here. These are the day-to-day things that people have to have money for just to get by.
Why aren't you going with capping energy bills instead of going with credit? Sinn Féin says it would cap energy bills until the end of February. It's electricity bills only, not gas, but electricity only, by subventing energy companies at a cost of $1.6 billion for 5 months.
Yeah, there are a number of ways of doing it. One of the flaws, I suppose, with that approach would be that, you know, it could potentially rise higher than that, and it's harder to budget. What you need is certainty when you're budgeting. But you know, I appreciate the sentiment. Look, anything that for the householder that results in a lower energy bill is something that's welcomed by the householder, obviously, and of course by businesses. I would certainly say that the interventions that were made earlier this year in relation to the electricity credit was something that I've got very good feedback on the ground here in Kerry from people. It was appreciated, and it is a very quick and a very less bureaucratic way maybe of doing it, I would say. And that is something that I would like to see done for householders, but also done for businesses as well. And I think it'll have to be more than the €200 that was given earlier in the year. And certainly from businesses, from small and medium-sized enterprises, there are many of them now who actually just won't be able to remain open unless there's serious intervention in relation to their energy bills. And ultimately, it'll end up costing the state more if those businesses close, their employees have to resort to social protection payments. So it would make more sense for the state to provide significant intervention for those businesses. Yeah. And that's
you mentioned businesses there, Deputy Griffin, about you know, finding it tough and having you know, a tough battle on their hands to come. The Commission for Taxation and Welfare is being published this morning. Details have been leaked, proposing a significant rise in the rates of PRSI for the self-employed and for farmers. Now, yesterday, speaking about this, Paul Trevo, who runs a restaurant here in Killarney, Trevo's in High Street, speaking on behalf of employers, not happy at all with this. You add this together with the news this morning that minimum raise is being increased to $11.50 an hour by 80 cents. That'll put a lot of pressure on people who want it. Here's a little bit of what Paul Trevo said yesterday about the proposal from the Commission for Taxation and Welfare.
It's absolute insanity. And for Micheál Martin to put it on the long finger just shows how weak, how useless this government is, as he is as a Taoiseach, to turn around. And can he not have the strength to turn around and say, there's no way this is happening? When the government talk about mental health, do they realise what every single small self-employed person is listening to right now on the media with these so-called expert think tank coming in to say that?
Okay, not happy at all. And I know the minimum wage going up. What do you say to those concerns?
Yeah, no, I understand exactly where he's coming from, and I ran a small business myself for a few years as well, and understand the difficulties that are involved in running a business. And certainly, this report that's due out today, I've seen some of it. I mean, to be honest, I think it'll have very little or no credibility after the what we saw earlier in the week in relation to inheritance tax. I got a lot of calls about that earlier in the week. People who worked hard all their lives, saved money, and then they're being told that their children are going to be taxed more, or the suggestion was there that their children should be taxed more to hand that money over, even though income tax was paid in that money already before people saved it. So that was one thing that came out of this. And now there's this suggestion, from what I've seen, the people here, the so-called experts, don't seem to have any expertise in relation to the de facto living in this country and running.
Well, they were asked to take a long-term view of where we should go and make recommendations of what the country should do over a period of time to improve things. And there is an argument there that if you tax things more efficiently, and it's not the only proposal, either the PRSI increase or the inheritance increase, that you will get a better country, better run, better services provided for those taxations, and everyone will be better off.
And they're free to advise, but it's up to government to take that advice and to either implement it or to dismiss it. Certainly, anything that I've seen so far that has been leaked from this is, in my opinion, it makes no sense. Certainly, politically, I would not agree with. It remains to be seen what else is in there, and there may be some useful things in there. But my view would be, if we want to really help businesses at the moment, and I appreciate that this morning we had unions saying the minimum wage increase isn't enough, and we had business people saying that they can't handle it, it's too much. My feeling is that one of the things that could be done, and I've mentioned it already, is if you reduce personal income tax, it takes pressure off of employers straight away in terms of wage demands. And it also puts money into people's pockets so that they can circulate that money in the economy and create higher demand. And I think that would be one very strong intervention that could be made that would be sustainable and that would in turn generate further revenue for the state. And it's something I think that's long overdue at this stage. People who are working hard are being taxed too much and their bottom lines and their pay packets are too low relative to the work that they're putting in. Okay. And that's something I feel very strongly about.
All these decisions would be fought out by the Cabinet, and the key two positions in the Cabinet for this is the Minister for Finance, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. Those positions look to be swapped in December in the changeover between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil for the top position of Taoiseach. Micheál Martin saying very clearly yesterday when asked about this, despite suggestions on the other hand from your party leader that it's important that Pascal Dunne, who remains in his position within the Eurogroup as chief of that body at a European level representing Ireland, Micheál Martin saying yesterday, well, what's going to happen is the Minister of Finance position is going to be changed. What's your view on that?
Well, look, I think it's a matter of, but for the leaders, it's important, look, that there will be balance in any coalition arrangement and that neither or any party wouldn't have a disproportionate amount of positions of influence within that arrangement. So it is a matter between the leaders. I don't know. I wasn't party to the whatever agreement.
Would you like to see Pascal Dunne stay in position, given his position in Europe?
I don't think it's about personalities or individuals. I just think it, in terms of the overall government, I think it's about balance, Gerry. And, you know, it's for me, it really doesn't matter who's in the department once they're doing a good job and once they're making the right decisions. And looking after people, number one, across society, but also as well, I think in departments like finance, it's very important that you reward enterprise, because that in turn generates the money that we need for all the other services and all the other departments. And if you don't have incentives for people to work harder and to do more, or for people to maintain their current levels of work, well, you're going down the wrong road and you end up losing revenue and services then suffer. The best way, I feel, to improve services in this country is generate more money. And to do that, I think you need to be ambitious and innovative. And it's too lazy, I think, to just hike up taxes. And certainly it's not fair to be punishing people who take a risk and who go out there. People like Paul Trevo, people like all the small, medium-sized enterprise owners all over this county who take significant risk to generate revenue for the state and to provide jobs. Those people need to be looked after and rewarded, and right now they're not being rewarded enough, and any talk of punishing them for it, I think, is absolutely diabolical. It should not be entertained, and this government has to make decisions to go down a different route to reward those people.
Okay, all right, Deputy Brendan Griffin, thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.